This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 1, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, no sooner had the city of Peabody received official word of its new liquor licenses than messages started pouring in from interested parties. Governor Charlie Baker signed off on a bill October 19 that creates 20 full liquor licenses for Peabody by special legislation. The licenses are designated for three specific areas, downtown, highway corridors, and Centennial Park. The first of the three licenses was approved by city officials Monday night for a new Mexican restaurant in Peabody Square, La Siesta. The restaurant is slated to open in the coming months on the ground floor at 3 Main Street, where former Congressman John Tierney kept his district office. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying the new licenses definitely generated some interest. I'm very pleased that the first one is for La Siesta. The mayor said he expects that once the initial excitement dies down, it will be a gradual process over several years, issuing all 20 licenses as different projects arise. More on the story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. A fire in Lynn leaves 22 people homeless. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick Adam Swift writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that everyone made it out safely on a three-story apartment house on Myrtle Street after flames broke out at around 9 a.m. on Thursday. The fire appeared to start in a front bedroom on the third floor of 91 Myrtle Street, according to Fire Chief Bill Murray. Smoke was visible from the central fire station on Western Avenue, according to scanner reports. There were heavy flames from the third floor as fire crews arrived on the scene, according to Murray. Police cruisers blocked off either end of Myrtle Street at Boston and Holyoke Streets. By 9:30 a.m., there were few visible flames, but there was still heavy smoke seen from the third floor as firefighters used axes to access the top floor. Murray said quick action prevented further damage or potential injuries. Quote, it was a great stop, said Murray. There was heavy fire from the third floor bedroom, and we were able to get one line in from the back. There was initially reports that someone was inside the building when firefighters arrived, but all the residents were evacuated safely. There were no injuries, according to fire officials, but 22 people are now homeless. Fire officials say the cause of the fire is accidental, possibly electrical. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, early numbers coming out show Halloween in Salem was another success this year, but officials aren't denying that there's still room for improvement. Haunted Happenings organizers and city leaders held a public after-action meeting Thursday night going over the most recent Halloween season. The effort gave local businesses and residents a shot at giving officials direct feedback on how things played out this year, with a focus on what worked and what needs work. The last part of that was emphasized throughout the meeting, as Halloween will be different next year. Not only will the season's carnival not be in the carnival lot due to the city's plans to build a park at the site in the coming year, but also Peabody Essex Museum's construction will be 1 year closer to finishing, and Hotel Salem will be fully operational, according to Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll. More in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont is writing in the Gloucester Times, like most Gloucester residents, outgoing City Councilor Joseph Orlando Jr. says he notices when the Good Harbor and Wingersheek Beach parking lots are full on summer days. He also has noted that a number of beachgoers, especially at Good Harbor, hop out of a taxi or Uber ride, or park along Nautilus Road to run across the Good Harbor footbridge and onto the beach free of charge, while residents pay $20 for a season's pass, and visitors pay as much as $30 per car per day to park. Those beach visitors, as long as they are not Gloucester residents, may also have to pay to catch some rays if an order sought by Orlando and backed by two other councillors gains approval. The order calls for the city to charge walk-on fees at Good Harbor and Wingersheek, while Orlando and fellow city councilors Steve LeBlanc and Jamie O'Hara all concede the request is extremely preliminary. The measure is on track to be referred to the council's ordinance and administration subcommittee. Much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. Bridget Turcott writes in Item Live, the average residential tax bill in Saugus will be $16 less next year. The average tax bill was $4,493 in fiscal year 2017, $4,248 in fiscal year 2016, and $3,970 in fiscal year 2015. Next year, the average single-family home owner will pay $4,477. The Board of Selectmen set the tax rate for residential properties at $11.59 per $1,000 assessment. That's a 46-cent drop from last year. The average single-family home valued by $13,400, the value increased, rather, by $13,400 to $386,300. The chairman of the Board of Assessors, Michael Serena, was quoted as saying, Saugus does remain the lowest among the surrounding communities. About 90% of homes in Saugus are single-family, while about 10% are multifamily, according to Serena. A figure for the average multifamily tax bill not immediately available to the Daily Item, Selectman John Ciccolini, who works as an accountant, said many residents don't realize that a small decrease in the rate can translate to thousands of dollars on a tax bill. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Bridget Turcotte. This is MSONewsSports.com.